For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. The Southern Kentucky Book Festival brings hundreds of authors and illustrators to the region to promote the love of literature and appreciation for the written word. Sarah Volpe, 2019 Soakie Book Fest coordinator, joins us in studio to preview this weekend's events. Sarah, for someone who's never ventured into a book festival, what might they expect to encounter?
That is a great question to ask. Our book festival set up convention style, so you have a couple of authors seated at tables throughout the ballroom at the Nicely Center. Basically, they're set up to meet people and sell their books and talk about writing and reading. There are panel discussions all day and writing workshops and keynotes. And the schedule's on our website, SoakieBookFest.org. But everything on Saturday is free and open, so you can just kind of swing in and swing out of presentations as you wish.
And how many authors are we talking about this year?
We've got close to 150 this year.
But you also represent a lot of different genres of reading.
We've got a book for anyone and everyone in your family and your friends. We've got children's books, chapter books, middle grade and young adult titles, and then up to classic fiction, paperback and hardback books, a couple of cookbook authors, a fun book about bourbon.
And the event is a two-day event, so it's open on Friday.
Yeah, so Friday is our Teen and Children's Day, but it is open to the public. It's a day where a lot of school teachers from across Kentucky bring their students, and they have interactive writing workshops with authors, and it's a really high energy, very fun day.
You know, each year, I know this from talking to you annually, the Book Festival works to bring in the most in-demand talent to their events. So, first of all, who's the headliner this year?
So we've got Angie Thomas coming in from Jackson, Mississippi. She wrote The Hate U Give, which was turned into the movie released October 2018. And her new book is On the Come Up, and she is just an amazing talent and a fascinating writer. We're excited to have her.
Give us the behind-the-scenes thing, because you say you work to bring in the most in-demand, but what people may not realize is that there are a lot of moving parts to get all of this coordinated. So you might reach out to a particular author, but it depends on his schedule at that time,
sure.
Availability.
Yeah, and all those things are pretty crazy to coordinate, but luckily we got Angie booked, I guess this past May. It takes that long sometimes to get on people's calendars. We also have Silas House is going to join us, and he's great talent as well from Kentucky. And then Rena Mae Brown is driving in from Virginia, and she's written over 30 books.
And do you still send an invitation to Stephen King, the author, each year?
Oh, of course. And we get the letter back saying, oh, he's not available.
I love it. Why is the Southern Kentucky Book Festival important for a community, for the state, for the region?
Well, it's a great way to meet authors and writers and journalists from across the United States that you might never have a chance to meet. The authors enjoy coming in and meeting new fans and seeing old fans, too. There's a lot of authors to discover and a lot of unique talent that comes into Bowling Green. And for some of these people, it's their first trip ever to Kentucky. So I'm so excited that they get to see Bowling Green first.
Recap the agenda then for this weekend's Southern Kentucky Book Festival.
So both days, the book festival is at the Nicely Conference Center. It starts at 9 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. And on Friday, it goes until 2 p.m. Saturday, it goes until 3. Like I said, it's free and open to the public. It's family-friendly, kid-friendly. And we look forward to having Bowling Green show up.
We've been talking with Sarah Volpe, 2019 coordinator for the Southern Kentucky Book Festival, taking place this weekend at the Carol Nicely Center in Bowling Green. More information is available at SoakieBookFest.org. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.